Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey everybody, Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. You know, it's June 28, 2023. And this week I want to continue with the theme of praying and decreeing Bible verses and worshiping the Lord and repentance. So this week's episode is The Lord is Our Protection. Go to my website, DougAddison.com, for more information about our ministry. True Lord Jesus, we pray right now for your protection. We pray that you would release shouts of joy over us, that you would raise up a hedge around us of protection. Angels, the presence of the true Holy Spirit. We thank you. In the name of Jesus. All right. Well, you know, I've been walking through some things right now on this. I've been having this message for a while about using the Bible verses repenting. So this week, let's get into this because there's some Bible verses in here that are going to really help you. One is Psalm 13, 5 and 6. Trust the Lord. But I trust the Lord. I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation, and I will sing the Lord's praises, and he has been good to me. Oh my goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your unfailing love. We give you praise and we sing to you for your goodness. For surely you have been good to us. And so, you know, as we take some time to worship the Lord, to focus on the good things that he has done, add to this singing and joy. You know, the Lord will begin to open up to us in greater ways. And you could actually shout for joy. Psalm 66, 1 and 2. Shout for joy to the Lord all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Make his praises glorious. Let me just say it again. Is if we take time to sing and worship and, you know, and we draw close to the Lord, it's going to draw us close to the Lord. It's things like singing in the spirit, shouting for joy. And there's also a special anointing and power right now from the Lord over worship, praise, and being joyful. Now, I will also mention here that it helps us to recount the good things that the Lord has done for us. Very important to stay encouraged and to encourage others. Stay in a place of prayer, reading the Bible, worshiping the Lord. You know, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Psalm 100, verses 4 and 5. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Praise his name. For the Lord is good. And his love endures forever, and his faithfulness continues through all generations. You know, wow, many of us have been in difficult times and storms, but the Lord is giving us new strength and the ability to stand in some cases. So the Lord is fighting our battles right now. He's going to bring things into order. He will give us some specific Bible verses to help us to pray and to stand. And in some cases, help us to understand. And so he's moving right now. The Lord is our protection. Psalm 5, verse 11. But let all who take refuge in you be glad, and let them sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name will rejoice in you. Oh my goodness, another powerful Bible verse, Psalm 5:11, verse 11. The Lord is releasing new hope and help. And it's time to trust the Lord. Wait in hope. Do not give up. The Lord is releasing a new understanding of his unfailing love for us. He's releasing helper angels, warring angels. He's also shielding us and protecting us during this time. You know, a big part of this is worshiping, praying, decreeing Bible verses. Also, reach out to others in agreement in prayer. Yeah, I've been doing this part here. We just want to come into agreement right now over repenting to get your breakthrough. And I've been teaching this. Do not just brace over this. It's powerful each week. So I'm going to walk you through the process that I use. Find some Bible verses that will back up what you need. Pray in the promises, agree with others, and then do some repentance of anything that you might have in common that might be stopping the Lord from moving forward or blessing us. So it's important to add worship, fun, and joy. These Bible verses this week are focused on the worship and the joy and the protection of the Lord. So now think about what you need, what your need is, and then we're going to come into agreement here for our needs. And we're going to use some Bible verses. You know, you can use the Bible verses to do that. So again, we've been mentioning this every week now. But it's true. In Light Connection, we have a specific need for financial breakthrough. And so here's how you can remove any stronghold, jam-ups, delays, or any gridlock. We're going to now repent, renounce, and break anything we might have in common, any sin, including generational curses, soul ties, things that we may have done knowingly or unknowingly, or even generational things. And so we want to come into agreement and break off things that are holding us back, as well as breaking off the spirit of unforgiveness. You know, it's important to agree with someone else over this. You know, you don't have to agree with a person if you want to get a forgiveness. Forgiveness, you don't have to agree with what they did. And maybe it might take time to walk through this, but it's important to release forgiveness. So Lord, I ask forgiveness for anything I've done to hurt anything. Some people need to forgive the Lord. Maybe you need help with this and walk through it with someone else. But, you know, if I've come into agreement with anything, knowingly or unknowingly, generationally even, and it's coming against this message that would stop us from getting the breakthrough out of the old season into the new, I ask forgiveness right now. Also, I ask forgiveness for anything that we've done, knowingly or unknowingly, the misuse of financial or spiritual gifts, known or unknown. We just ask now that you would flush out anything seen or unseen that we would need to pray over or change in our lives. We just say, go to where the true Jesus said you right now in the name of the true Lord Jesus. Amen. You know, we have the urgent financial need with our ministry. And, pray about this. If you consider giving, go to DougAddison.com/give. We really appreciate all of you. And I want to just say, do not give up. We're so grateful for you, but just keep moving forward. All right, God bless you.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.